This is a very important and powerful question. To answer it correctly, you will have to give some very important thought to it. When I first got baptized, I really didn't have any idea or understanding of what the ramifications were of what I was doing, or what the actual completion of this task would be. Sure, I was going to church and hearing the minister preach the word, and hearing the choir sing, and hearing all of the screaming and crying that was going on in the church while the pastor was preaching, but it all didn't add up for me. To me, it was just a well-orchestrated show. From the way the pastor preached and delivered his message, with the way he would seem to always choke up every couple of sentences, all the way down to the way he would stutter slightly on his words and say, with a little bit of a pause at the very end of every sentence. It was just a big production, wasn't it? But it wasn't until many years later, after in front of the whole church, it was what everybody expected me to do, wasn't it? I was the Bible scholar, wasn't I? I was, in fact, the golden child, after all, wasn't I? But it wasn't until many years later, after I had already spent some time in prison and had experienced some major letdowns and heartaches, that the reality and realization of what it all truly meant to me became totally and unequivocally crystal clear. When it happened, I wasn't prepared for it. As a matter of fact, I was completely taken aback and flustered. God completely separated me from everything and everyone that I knew, and completely isolated me from the outside world, any outside influences. He completely set me apart from everything that I had known to be normal up until that point in my life. There were no businesses, no jobs, no clients, no work to be done, no office to go to, nothing at all. He even separated me from all of the people that I either had on my side for support and encouragement, or anyone that I called a friend. He left me all alone there in prison to try to understand and learn to cope with all the things going on there all by myself. I was totally crushed and I was scared. That is when I truly understood that I had nobody there and no one to reach out to, and I didn't even know how to begin to try. And that's when it happened. One night, I just made up my mind and told myself that I didn't know exactly how I had ended up in this situation, but what I did know for sure was that there was only one person who could definitely get me out, and I needed him right then and there. I needed him to go with me and stay with me and protect me. I needed him to let me know that everything was going to be okay. I needed him to keep me safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. I needed him to give me the church and give me church to make it through this ordeal. I needed him to show me the grace and mercy, and I needed him to show me the way out. So I got down on my knees and I prayed. I talked directly to God that day, and I asked him to protect me and guide me and show me the way out. And glory to God, he did exactly that. He gave me a job in the kitchen and put me under the leadership of Mr. Eckert. He introduced me to Charles and Chuck, who were the preachers at the prison church, and they would influence me greatly and lead me to the prison church, or the prison version of church, and give me the information I needed to begin studying at More Than a Conqueror Bible School, which had a mail order theology class and allowed me to graduate with a graduate degree in ministry and use that degree to be able to come out of prison and become an ordained minister and start the long journey of becoming an ordained minister. And Chuck and Charles helped me to stay focused, working on music and the ministry, and stay out of trouble.